All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley. We are back with more Return of Nemea. Sorry for the last time. I didn't do it, but I'm not doing an hour anyway. So, yeah. It's almost over. We'll have it done eventually. Finally! Alone at last. Doors locked? Of course, it better be for what we're about to do. Oh yeah? What's that?
Sultrily stepping towards you, Sadie runs a hand over the fabric of her robe.
Very, very naughty things. Interesting. Care to elaborate on that? Why don't I just show you instead?
Untying the robe, she teasingly slides it off her shoulders, letting it fall to the floor.
Wow. Just wow. Is this little outfit to your liking? You look great in a used garbage bag, Sade. However, in this? Yeah, you look absolutely incredible. That's a relief, because it wasn't cheap. Whatever it costs, it's well worth the money. Good. How about we take it for a spin? Probably the best idea I've heard all day.
Strutting all the way up to you, Sadie rests her hands against your chest while gazing up, palming a hand over your pecs. She, ever so slowly, runs it towards your abs.
Sorry, I'm not in better shape. Yeah, I just noticed that. Dude's not in, like, amazing shape at all. Don't be sorry, Grim. To me, you're perfect, just as you are. And that's why she's wife material. Right there, gentlemen. You're gonna learn a fucking red pill lesson. And the ladies listening in, that's the thing that guys want to hear. To me, you're perfect just as you are. As long as the guy's not unhealthy. Like, you know what I mean. Like, if he's 400-500. I mean, some girls like the really big guys. But, you know, I mean, if most... You know, I'm just saying, as long as the person's healthy, decently healthy, you know, not all of us are gonna have like six-pack abs and all that. It's just, yeah, it's not even obtainable for a lot of people. Like, again, you may have noticed I changed a lot of the things up and I've got a more, like, I like that look, obviously, the six-pack abs for the ladies and all that. I like the strong, dominant type, like Veronica from Pale Carnations. But, like, again, that's not something that a lot of people, even those fitness athletes that do that, they're constantly in the gym. 24/7, they're in the gym, pretty much. It's not something easily attained, and it's not something easily kept. And it's only harder when you get older. A lot of people won't tell you that.
Leaning forward, Sadie lightly kisses your chest, causing goosebumps to spring up over your forearms.
Fuck, you're already making me hard, Sadie. Or Sade. Oh, just now? Would have thought the lingerie reveal already did that. After being together all this time, things are bound to change, I guess. Don't be silly. You're as gorgeous and sexy as the first time I saw you. Men! That's a thing you need to say to a woman you've been with a long time that you actually still feel that way about. Women do like to hear that. You know, as they get older... The real, please tell me I'm pretty, that's a real deal, man. Like, if you don't tell her she's pretty, I mean, yes, I know 1,800 men on the internet might say that, but the partner really matters the most. Because she's not sleeping with the 1,800 men on the internet. If she's a, you know, decent woman.
Tilting your head to the side. You lean in and kiss her, both of you exploring each other's bodies, engulfed in passion. Her rubbing her hands over your lower back, while you massage her butt, waiting for the moment you can finally tear her panties off.
You're really getting a handful there, aren't you? It's taking everything in my power to not just rip that fabric off you. Expensive, remember? Yeah, it's a real catch-22. Okay, then. If it's so torturous for you, how about I get rid of them? That'll be mighty kind of you, miss.
Stepping back, Sadie wastes no time with further teasing. Pulling at the corners of her underwear, she slides them down. Just as she did with the robe, she lets it fall all the way to her feet.
Fucking amazing! How could you ever think my attraction to you was waning? I don't even know! Tell me how hard are... Try that one again, guys. Tell me how hard you are for me, babe. Stroke that big, thick cock of yours through those shorts and beg to fuck my wet pussy.
Getting progressively harder by the second, you obey.
Oh, I'm more than fucking hard for you, Sade. Can't wait to fill your little hole completely. Hearing that is such a turn-on. It'd be even more of a turn-on if I demonstrated, don't you think? Demonstrated just how eager I am to pound your insides, that is. Yes, that sounds wonderful. Prove it, Grim.
Again, doing as Sadie requests, you pull down your shorts. Even though it's nowhere near as erotic as she removed hers, it doesn't matter. Because once your long, firm cock flung out, her face lit up like Christmas tree.
Jingle bells, jingle bells. It's not time for that yet. Let me have my October in peace, damn it. My God, you really are that hard for me. Looks that way, but don't you want to know for sure? My, you're full of good ideas, huh? I get on a roll every now and then.
Approaching you once more, Sadie rests your shaft under her hand.
Hefty. And yes, just as I hoped and thought, you're my very own Man of Steel. I've got balls of steel. I like the ring of that. Although the question now is, does it taste as good as it looks? Well, why don't you find out? That is the million-dollar question, isn't it?
Her tongue writhing out through her lips, Sadie gently licks the tip of your cock.
Fuck, that's actually giving me shivers, Sadie. Just notice how purple his, whatever the fuck that thing is called. We would call it the tip, but there's a frenulum or whatever. Maybe that's what it is. Anyway, that thing is like purple. If it's purple, that means he's got like hypothermia really bad. You better do something to warm this man's penis up or he's gonna lose it. Can't quite tell what I think of it. Better get a bigger mouthful. Don't you agree? Why, yes, that sounds like an astute observation, madam. Definitely. After all, you should always be thorough in your assessment. My thoughts exactly.
Opening her mouth wide, Sadie starts engulfing more of your cock.
That's my girl.
Gradually sliding her lips along your length. It doesn't take long before almost all of you has disappeared down her throat.
That reminds me, I've still got all that old porn from the 60s and 70s where they have the professional actors and the British actors. So it would be interesting to hear that kind of dialogue. My thoughts exactly. Why don't you get down there and have a little suck on me old John Thomas? Holy fuck, you're a damn pro, Sade.
Unable to speak, she simply winks up at you. And having played around enough, she starts sucking you off.
Whoop. Whoa.
Jerking back and forth, Sadie polishes your dick with amazing precision.
Wow.
It's slow and methodical, but there's an intensity to her technique that just about makes your toes curl.
Oh, you're enjoying this, aren't you? You look absolutely ravenous for it. She's enjoying it, guys. We're just gonna say that. Don't know what you're saying, but I'll take that as a yes. Mm-hmm. Like Campbell's soup.
Worked up at the sight of your girlfriend deep-throating your cock, you decide to take it up a notch. So, with her mouth still firmly attached, you drag her over to the bed and sit down.
Go a little faster. Just be careful not to make me come.
Happy to oblige, Sadie ups the pace.
Wow! Okay, she is going to town. She's going the distance. Oh, just like that. You're way too fucking good at this, Sade. I'm already reaching the edge.
Almost tearing your dick out, Sadie coughs out a splutter of saliva and pre-cum.
Don't you fucking dare. You're not coming until I do, got it? Yeah, sure. I mean, it is only fair after the traumatic experience I endured earlier. I'm down for whatever you wish, Sade. Good. Those are the exact words I like to hear. Or I like to hear, rather. Now get in the middle of the bed so I can straddle you, please.
Scooting over, you lean your arms against the mattress, waiting for Sadie.
And this is reminding me of the Pale Carnations game. Tell me how much you want to be inside me. More than you could ever know. I have an idea.
Now sitting atop you, she gestures to her bra and her cleavage, almost bursting out.
Whoop, somebody's getting a tit fucking. So, shall I remove this? With tits like yours, it'd be a shame to keep them so restricted. When you're right, you know?
Unlatching her bra, Sadie flings it off the bed.
Much better. Get over here.
Wrapping your hand around her waist, you pull Sadie in and start sucking her nipples.
Just like that, lick it all around.
Coyly, Sadie takes hold of your cock and presses the tip right up to her pussy, teasing you.
Ready? Always.
Carefully sliding you inside, a quiet wail escapes her breath.
Fuck!
With her body against yours, you start moving.
Actually, that was more of a fuck!
With her body against yours, you start moving. Gradually loosening the inside of her pussy, acclimating it to the girth of your cock.
You're so fucking big, babe. Even after all this time, I can still barely take it when we start. You know, that's actually gonna be that's gonna be an issue when she gets older. Like, I'm serious. There's been women that have complained about that on the internet. It was okay when I was young, but now I've gotten older and it's more painful. Like, that's a real thing, guys.
Trying not to hurt her, you keep your thrusts slow and not too deep.
Is this what you wanted? What you've been waiting for all night? Yes! All night, I wanted you inside me. It's probably a song like that. To rail my tight, wet pussy until it came.
Arousal increasing, you pick up the pace.
Increasing. I don't know what increasing is. Oh, fuck me. Let's see how you handle this.
Her moan's growing louder. You jerk your pelvis up and down even quicker. Your balls slapping between her cheeks, almost as loud.
So good. Yeah, you like it? What's there not to like?
With her breath heavy, Sadie leans down and lovingly kisses you. Her tongue twirling inside your mouth as she gyrates around your shaft.
Fuck me harder. Yeah? Yeah, give me a good pounding.
Excitedly, you waste no time thrusting all the way into her. A sharp scream flies out from her mouth as you cease holding back on her.
Ah, fuck! God, I love your dick so fucking much, Grim. Yeah, I like it too. And I love your pussy just as much.
Plowing her with all your might, you struggle catching your breath.
Let's slow down a bit. I'm not riding you too hard, am I? Maybe just a little, but... Don't worry, I still got more than enough left in the tank to get you off. You better.
Holding her tight, you roll Sadie onto her back.
Alright, she's on her back. This is it. You're down for the count, folks. Hook of the leg! I wanna look down over you while I fuck your brains out. And I'm more than happy to look up at you, my big, strong boyfriend.
Locking your lips onto her once more. You reset the pace and resume having sex with her much slower. Moaning through her mouth and into yours, Sadie's heart pounds as the two of you remain locked in each other's embrace. You on top, filling her dripping hole with your massive dick. Fervently bringing Sadie's entire being to the utmost peak of ecstasy.
Well, I'll be. That's some fancy book learning. So, think I'll be able to get you to come for me? Just keep doing what you're doing and there's no doubt you will. Want me to put a little more force into it again? She said, yeah, use the force, Luke. That would have been it. Sure, you got your breath back? Positive. Well then, feel free to do whatever you like with me.
With her approval, you forcefully thrust into her yet again, causing another shriek of pained pleasure to escape her lips.
That got me by surprise. Well, hold on tight, Sade. I'm about to rock your damn world.
Plunging fully into her now, you start vigorously pounding away.
Yes! God! Ah! Fuck me, Grim. Fuck me as hard as you can, she says. Oh, I plan to. I'll have you screaming my name by the time we finish. Do you? Ah! Promise? Absolutely. Madam, I won't let you down.
Sweat dripping down your face and onto Sadie. The bed creaks while you rail her aggressively.
I was the bed. Go harder! Can you take it?
Slapping your ass with all her strength.
Ouch!
She looks up at you with testing eyes, saying nothing.
Little bitch. You gonna teach me a lesson? Honestly, it'd be irresponsible of me not to.
Sitting up, you take hold of Sadie's hips.
This is for being a bad girl.
Saying this, you slam yourself all the way into her cunt. Down to the very base of your cock.
Fuck! That hits the spot.
Not letting Sadie catch her breath, you continue. Her slick body sparkling below as her tits bounce to your motions.
Please make me come, Grim. I'm begging for it. Give it to me! Oh, you soon will. Yes, baby, I'm so close!
After only a few more pumps, Sadie reaches climax.
I'm coming, Grim!
Pulling out of her, you watch your girlfriend, quickly rubbing her clit, moaning, with her eyes closed in delight.
Wow! That felt so fucking good. I am pretty great, huh? You're amazing, babe. Thanks, I try my best.
Stroking your cock, you don't linger for long before moving on to the next phase.
And you're still gonna take care of me, right? Don't know. Feeling a little tired, actually. Don't even joke about that, Sade. You really believe I'd ever blue ball you? Just what kind of heartless girlfriend do you take me for?
Rolling over, she gets on her hands and knees with her cheeks pointing right at you.
Well, I'll be. Perfect percussion. You can just go to town on those butt bongos. Surely you know how sexually generous I am, don't you? Looks like you have something of your own in mind. Just presenting myself to you, Grim. Where we go with this is entirely your choice.
With her ass practically calling, it doesn't take long for you to make your decision. So, kneeling behind her, you firmly grab your shaft. And aim yourself over the top of her tight little butthole.
Could have guessed that's what you'll do. You know me so well, huh? I like to think so. Now hurry up and stick that enormous cock of yours in my ass!
Stroking yourself a few times to get extra hard, you gently push the tip inside.
Oh, fuck!
Enjoying her reaction, you begin slowly inching your way further, Sadie's gasp of discomfort gradually morphing into moans of pleasure.
Like the Power Rangers? You're so fucking big!
Now completely inside, you move your hips back and forth, making sure the experience remains as painless as possible for her.
Well, if they were gonna do that, they would have properly lubed everything up first, especially in that area. Otherwise, she's got a one-way ticket to Pain Town. Yes! God, yes. Your ass is so perfectly tight, Sade. Just make sure you don't come. Make this go on as long as it can. I'll do my best.
Stroking in and out of her ass, Sadie's grip doesn't make it easy. However, just as much as she does, if not more, you also want this to last.
Do me just a little faster. With how close I already am, that'll be quite a risk. I don't care. Just fuck my ass harder, Grim. Okay, if that's what you want, then that's what you'll get.
Putting Sadie's hand over the arch of her back, you suddenly push her face down.
That's it. Be a little rough. You know, for someone who's so new to this, you sure are a quick learner. Learning new things is easy when it feels so good. Never thought about it like that, but that's a great point. Now, you better take a deep breath and prepare yourself, okay? This is about to get a little more intense. I can hardly wait.
Thrusting into her, you push a surprised shriek out of Sadie.
Fuck! What was that? You wanted harder, didn't you? Well, you're about to get it.
Squeezing the entirety of your cock in, you begin pounding Sadie's ass.
Ouch. Oh my god! Oh my god! Somebody ring? Hard enough for you? Yes! Fuck yes! I mean, God's gonna start knocking on the door. Apparently I've been called about 7 times tonight. What in the world is going on with you two? Impale my asshole, baby. Stretch it all the way out with your huge dick, she says. That's what she said.
Thrust after thrust, you plow Sadie from behind, your veiny cock sliding in and out with powerful force.
I can barely hold on. No, no, a little longer. I'm impossible.
Rotating her waist, she pushes against your chest.
Get off me, huh? Why? I want to be bent over the bed when you finish. That way you can really rail me. Oh, okay, whatever you say.
Pulling out, you groan loudly as the tightness around your cock eases.
Just don't come yet, understood? Need you to hold out just a little longer. Damn, woman.
You move behind and bend her over.
Fuck, your pussy is so wet, Sade. The view's absolutely amazing, just so you know. No doubt that's a real confidence booster, huh? Won't lie, it definitely is.
Once again taking your cock in hand, you waste little time before inserting it back into Sadie's ass.
Right where it belongs. Sure you're ready for this? Oh, I am. Fuck me hard, Grim. Fuck me as hard as you can until you explode, okay? Shit, just hearing that is such a fucking turn on. Then prove it. Prove how much your girlfriend turns you on.
Determined to do just that, you instantly resume the pounding. Fucking her with every ounce of energy in you.
She... Ah! Fuck me! Fuck me! Fuck me! That's it! I'm gonna bust!
With the countdown at zero, you rip your dick out.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, we have ignition!
And immediately start shooting ropes of jizz all over Sadie's top sheets.
And blast off! And with that, your adventure has ended. That feels so good. Dump every drop of it on my little ass.
Squeezing everything out, you almost fall backwards, completely spent.
Damn, that was intense. It was amazing, babe. You really, really satisfied me. And I did the same for you, I hope. Yeah, you definitely did. I could just about fall down on that bed and pass right out. Well, go ahead and do it. You certainly earned it.
As Sadie plants a soft kiss on your lips, you gradually feel your heartbeat slowing down.
Yeah, I bet it... He almost saw the Reaper. That's really pushing it. And in the meantime, I should probably go clean myself up. Okay, sounds like a plan. Good.
Sending a wink, she goes to grab her robe. While you fall onto the bed in a heap?
Man, you just keep getting better and better. Glad I was able to impress. Like that country song. Getting better and better. It's actually kind of crazy. What is? Well, someone who doesn't know you like I do would never guess what a wildcat you truly are. Thanks, I guess. You're welcome. Rest now. Be back in a few, okay? Well, like most women, she wants to hide the beast, you know? They don't just go in there and say, oh, you wouldn't believe what I did. You didn't, you know, back in the day, you didn't get the whole town talking with what you did with your husband or your wife that day. It just wasn't something you did. I'll be waiting for you. Sure thing, babe.
As Sadie leaves the room, it takes barely a minute before your eyes go heavy, and hardly any time after that, you're dozing off to Fairyland.
Fairyland, huh?
Sometime later.
Well, how long was I out?
Turning onto your side, you see Sadie lying next to you.
She also fell asleep, because that's usually what people do after sex. They go to bed. What time is it anyway?
Sitting up, you stretch out and yawn again.
Man, really gotta take a piss. Well, yep. First thing in the morning thing. Don't think I went even once since this morning. Of course not, you're in bed. Did you pee yourself?
Careful not to wake Sadie up. You slide your way to the edge of the bed.
That's gonna get more difficult as she gets older. Maybe. Depends on how well she sleeps. She'll probably put some clothes on first. Don't want to give someone a shock with my junk flopping out, right? Especially now that Mother's here.
Quickly getting dressed, you leave the room.
You done seen it before, Mama. It's okay. No. Much better.
Having emptied the tank, you hobble over to the sink.
Wonder if anyone's still up. I was out for about an hour or so, but still. Emma and Isla were certainly having fun in the pool, so they might still be hanging around. As for the others, I'm guessing Viv left after what happened with her and Cindy. And come to think of it, maybe Isla also left because of Cindy.
Drying your hands, you head for the door.
It's daytime, man. Ain't nobody gonna be up.
Opening it. You walk out into the hallway. You're startled to see Laura standing against the wall, waiting.
Oh, shit! You scared me! Sorry. I knew you were in there, so I was just waiting for you to finish up. No, it's cool. Guess I'm just a bit jumpy, that's all. I see that. By the way, I fell asleep for a while, so I didn't see. Anyone still up? I think everyone's still up. Really? It's past midnight. You don't have to tell me. Mia could hardly bring herself to spend 5 minutes with me, but apparently she's feeling more than social enough to hang out with the others by the pool. Yeah, I don't know what to say about that. I didn't know he was gonna sleep and it'd still be dark outside. Damn. I thought they'd wake up in the morning like normal people. I'm not expecting you to say anything, Grim. Just venting a little. Remember, it's only your first night here. There'll be plenty of time to work on things with her. Yeah, maybe. Why don't you join her outside? I would, but things have got a little too rowdy for me. Rowdy? How do you mean? Let's just say the alcohol's been flowing. They're drunk? Not everyone, but Emma definitely is, and Mia's certainly getting there. What's her name? Cindy? No, the other one. Isla? That's it, Isla. She's probably the worst of them. Which is surprising, since she didn't strike me as much of a drinker. Yeah, but she's going through a lot right now. If you say so. Anyway, I need to use the bathroom. I'll see you in the morning, yeah? Sure, good night. I guess she's gonna fall asleep in the bathroom.
Laura calls back to you.
Oh, Grim! One more thing, yeah? Don't want to make things awkward, but I did happen to overhear some of what you and Sadie were doing.
Realizing what she's referring to, you instantly turn red.
Sorry about that. We should have been quieter. Yeah, maybe a little. I mean, I wouldn't normally be so weird about that stuff, but with our past, I'd honestly be more comfortable not having to listen to it. No, of course, you're 100% right. I'll make sure we keep things as quiet as possible going forward. Thanks, Grim. I'm happy you can appreciate where I'm coming from. I totally get you. Won't happen again. Okay, then. I'll let you go. Good night, Grim. I guess she's gonna fall asleep in that bathroom for real. Night.
As she closes the bathroom door, you stand in place, still embarrassed.
Nice going, idiot. Real nice going.
Reaching the bottom of the stairs, you head outside.
Now, let's see just how... What the fuck?
Yes, what the fuck indeed.
Hey, get over here! Ain't gonna happen unless you catch me yourself. Screw you! If you don't surrender now, you'll only make it worse! Oh, I'm so scared. Stop running around, you fools! One of you numbnuts is gonna slip and crack their fucking head open. Slurp. Honestly, that'd be kinda fun to see, chuckle. Wouldn't surprise me if you drown by then. Hey, what's going on here? Exactly as it looks like, everyone's getting wasted. Yeah, I see that. Well, look who it is. Having fun? Does it look like I am? Excuse me, doesn't it look like I am? Yeah, you certainly do. Maybe even a little too much. Not as much as you, but...
A little nervous now, you decide not to answer.
What does that mean? Nothing. Nothing? Wow, don't let Sadie hear that. Oh, I get it now. Can we not have this discussion right now? Why, you embarrassed? Talking about that? Yeah, a little. Also, why would you even want him, Mia? That's the real question. I'm just goofing around. Relax. Still, it's kind of weird. Yeah, totally.
Before saying anything, Mia takes another sip of her beer.
Maybe you're right. Talking about that stuff with you is a little weird, huh? A bit. Shit, what the hell is she doing? Still, if you think about it, it is just talk. After all, there are far weirder things to do than just talk. What the hell are you rambling about? Ignore me, just thinking out loud. We see, but maybe you want to keep some of those thoughts to yourself?
Even though she's most likely too inebriated to notice, you give Mia a stern look to quiet down.
Oops. Probably said too much, didn't I? I don't know what the hell you're saying. Too much about what? It's a secret. Ignore her, Viv. She's just drunk and spouting nonsense. No shit. Maybe I am, but also maybe I'm not.
As you begin panicking, it may only be a matter of time before Mia says something she can't take back. Emma and Isla approach, not a second too soon.
Grim, I had no idea you were still up. A few minutes ago, I wasn't. Didn't want to miss out on all the fun, huh? I get that. Yeah, something like that. Believe me, he was having more than enough of that upstairs. Fuck, she's really not gonna drop this, is she? Hey, does anyone else think my tits are uneven? Can't tell for sure. They look fine to me. Yeah, tits are tits. Precisely. I'll still suck on them all the same.
Saying this, the four girls burst into laughter.
Wow, what do you know? Isla's tits might have just saved my ass. Okay, that made me laugh. What about you, Grim? Do you agree with Vivian? Me? Yeah, no comment on that one. Someone's whipped.
Again, they all laugh.
I'm not whipped. No? Prove it. Prove it? Yep. If you're not as you say, come over here and have a feel. Ooh, things are getting interesting. If he doesn't want to, can I? Sure, you can all do it. Fuck yeah. Team America! Fuck yeah! Save the motherfucking day! Well, Grim, you gonna prove us wrong?
Looking over to Mia, you're surprised to see her smiling.
Go ahead, I'm fine with it. Me too. The real question is, will Sadie be? Well, I don't see Sadie around here, do you? And I won't say anything if none of you do. Say, of course not. It's not really the point, though, is it? By the way, where's Grace and Cindy? I'm sure neither of them would be happy about this. Inside, talking. Still? They've been doing that for ages. Oh, I'm aware. Who gives a fuck about them? Let's get back to Grim having a feel of Isla's tits. Seriously? You're all drunk, so I don't... Feel her tits! Feel her tits!
With Emma chanting, the rest of the women follow along.
Feel her tits! Feel my tits! I don't know what we're going to do. Upset all the girls? Or just feel the woman's damn breasts? You know what? In this situation, if I had a bunch of ladies telling me to feel the boobs, I'd feel the boobs. I mean, quite simply. I say, now look, there were four ladies. Every single one of them was egging me on. Well, if they told you to jump off a bridge, I might say, well, how far down is it before I hit the bottom? Will I hit water and I can swim back up, or am I just, like, fucked if I fall off of it? Alright, guys. Alright, so this is a good spot to stop it. And we'll be back with more Returning to Mia next week, even though, yeah, we're doing the dark month. It'll be like a palate cleanser for all the horror I'm about to put you guys through over the next couple of days. Alright guys, so this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time on Grim's Uncanny Valley with more Mia. Stay tuned.